This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 26, Letting Go and Looking Ahead. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 2. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel." Our children grew up referring to one of our dear friends as Uncle Bud. Uncle Bud and his wife attended all our daughter's weddings. They were always there for us. Maybe you also have family friends like them. Though Simeon was not in Jesus' family tree, he became a part of Jesus' story in a way like family friends do. When Jesus, the firstborn son of Mary, was brought to the temple to be consecrated to the Lord, Simeon was there. He had served God faithfully as he waited for the Messiah, the promised Savior, to come. Then it happened. He saw Jesus, took him in his arms, and praised God. By faith, Simeon had claimed God's promise that the Messiah would come. By faith, he looked ahead to the salvation that Jesus would accomplish for us. By faith, he grasped the awesome truth that the salvation brought by Jesus is available for all peoples, including you and me. No wonder Simeon was ready to move on in peace. Christmas is past. We too must be ready to move on. Before we do, though, let me ask, have you seen Jesus, the Savior of the world? You can't hold him in your arms, but you can receive him as your Lord by faith. Then, like Simeon, you will be ready to move on as you praise God for all he's done, is doing, and will do in the future. Pray with me. Father, may we, like Simeon, see all you've done and look forward to all you've promised. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.